So then what about the Bodhisattva practice?
Bodhisattva practice, well, I mean, in Theravada, it's not as overt as in the Mahayana. But in the Pali Canon, then it's always emphasized that, there's different ways of expressing your practice. One is for one's own benefit, one is for others' benefit, and one is for the benefit of both. And the Buddha always praises the practice which is of benefit to both. He also says there's practice of benefit denier as well. So that sense of that is that's lifted up and exalted as a as something that is very important in terms of application toward one's practice. And I see somebody like, all of these, Ajahn Mahapu, Ajahn Mahapu, Ajahn Man, Ajahn Bli, Ajahn Tate, Ajahn Cha. And these are incredible examples of people who are really selfless and give to the benefit of others. It was really one of the things that you both wanted to do and dreaded doing was being Ajahn Chah's attendant, because you wanted to do it because you wanted to be close to him, you wanted to experience his interactions with people, and to give to him. But then also, you dreaded it because you never knew when you were going to actually get to sleep. He never had a schedule. And people come at all times of day and night, and Ajahn Chah would receive them. He'd be there for them. So that if you were his attendant, then you were had to be there. And that was really hard work. You usually had to have a tag team of a couple different monks who were going to do it to really be there for him, because he could give and give and give. So it was both incredibly inspiring and also incredibly daunting. Bodhisattva. Somebody who gives for the benefit of others. There's also, I'd say, Ajahn Mahapu, known for his ferocity and his very demanding, very kind of push. And this is after I came to America, he was visiting Wat Manachat International Monastery. And he was asked, because everybody accepts him, and he's considered to be a enlightened being. And somebody asked him, how do you put him? Sort of like, what are the mind states of an enlightened being like? Mm-hmm. And Ajahn Mahapu didn't miss a beat, just came, only compassion. Everything was grounded in compassion. Mm-hmm. Because that's the first place that the heart goes to for an enlightened mind. So it's a so in the Theravada there's certainly within the Thai tradition then you're the great teachers are beings that are beings of compassion and service. They give